If you look in Hilchos Muktzah, there are a number of different categories of kelim, kli shel machtel le'iser, kli shel machtel le'heter. So I heard from Rav Shechter that the idea of Muktzah, that we know is the Gemara. Gemara tells us Muktzah is asur midirabanan. It's asur midirabanan. It might lead to a hotzah, the Gemara says. Rambam has a whole long explanation as to why we have Muktzah, which is different from the Gemara. He says because it has to be Shabbos, needs to be different than weekday. And the Rabbi says, what are you talking about? The Gemara clearly says it's a chashash, it's a gzera shema, yetzei v'rishis rabim. You might carry things in rishis rabim. Either way, the chacham created an isra midirabanan of muksa. So in general, we have this concept that whenever chachamim are mesakin a gzera midirabanan, called the tikkun, kein deraisa tikkun, they always establish the dirabanan modeled after a din deraisa. So I heard from Rav Shechti pointed out, it's really based on the Gemara, that many of the halachas of muksa are modeled after halachas of tumah. We're introduced to the inyanim of tumah in this week's parsha, in parsha Shemini, and so if you look at the Gemara in Shabbos daf, Kuf Chaf Gimel Amin Aleph, the Gemara asks a number of questions whether something's called the Keli or not called the Keli, asks questions from Sugis and Tumah to Sugis and Shabbos. And the Gemara has this line that anything that is Midile Inyan Tumah Lo Mana, from the fact that the particular Kli that the Gemara is describing is not a Mana, is not a utensil with respect to Tumah, Hu Leinyan Shabbos Nami Lav Mana, with respect to Shabbos, it's also not considered a Keli. So we have an equation in Hilchos Tumah and Hilchos Shabbos. So Shechter points out that in Hilchos Tumah, there are four categories. The Mishnah Kalim tells us, it's brought in the Sugya of Gemara Baba Kama, Daf Beis, Amin Aleph, and Amin Beis. This Mishnah tells us that there are four categories of Tumah, four items that can become Tameh. There's Ochel, Mashke, there's food and liquid, those are two categories. And then there's Adam, V'Kalim, a person and Kalim. So only those four items are able to become Tameh. Anything outside of that is not able to become Tameh. So Rav Shechter says, Muktzah is only on things that can become Tamei. What does that mean? Mm-hmm. Only items that are significant, Adam, Kalim, Ochel, Mashke, can become Tamei. If it's not significant, they're not Kalim, they're nothing significant, it can't become Tamei. So too, if something can't become Tamei, it's not significant, so too, it is subject to Muktzah. Since it has no relevance, there's Muktzah on those items. But items that can become Tameh, that have chashivas to them, Adam, Kalim, and Ochem Ashka, it's not subject to the lachas of Tumah. So of course, an Adam, a person, can't become, is not Muksa. When it comes to Begadim, we'll just see in a moment, Begadim, certain Kalim are, certain Kalim are not. Ochel Mashke are certainly not going to be muksa because all these items are needed on Shabbos. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shabbos, Simin Shin Ches, in Siv Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that there's certain kelim that shem lachtel leheter that you can move it muter letaltelo if it's letzorech. About shelo letzorech, if it's not needed, then you're not allowed to move it. So that's one category of kelim. But then there, the Shulchan Aruch quotes kisvei kodesh. We'll get to kisvei kodesh in just a moment. The ochlin and food, these muter letaltelo afilu shelo letzorech klal. Food and drink, you can move even shelo letzorech because since food is something chashiv. Tumah applies to food because of the chashivas, so therefore ochel mashka does not apply to muksa. There is no muksa when it comes to food and drink, and certainly adam as well. What about kalim? So kalim depends, but what about clay seuda? Clay seuda, the Mishnah writes that, and this is Sifkatan Chav Gimel, Hu Adin Koso Sukaros Tzlochios, cups and plates and bowls and sakin shagabe shulchan, knives and forks. These two, there is no status of muksa, ukachalim, they're like food themselves, and therefore you can move these types of kalim, utensils, silverware, plasticware, foodware, even shelo letzorech. And then he quotes the Yesh Machmirim that there is a muksa status on the kalim that are connected to ochel. But we see clearly that Adam, and when it comes to ochel mashka, these certainly don't have any status of muksa. You can move them even shelo letzorech. You could carry a baby, of course, shelo letzorech. When it comes to kalim, there's a big machlokas. When it comes to klei seuda, when it comes to other kalim, it depends on various reasons of klei shel machtel le'iser, klei shel machtel le'heter. But these are the four categories when it comes to heterim of muksa. There is an interesting discussion. The Shulchan Aruch does say kisvei kodesh is not subject to muksa. But how does that fit into the halachas of tumah? On a deraisa level, there is no tumah on kisvei kodesh, so that would indicate it's not chashiv. Of course, kisvei kodesh is chashiv. It's just not called a kli. It is interesting to note that the Gemara in Shabbos does say that the Chachamim were gozer tuma midrabanan on Kisvei Kodesh for reasons of connecting it. They used to put the chuma next to it, and the achbarim, the mice, would come and eat the chuma, then they'd ruin the Kisvei Kodesh. So they're gozer that you can't put Kisvei Kodesh with chuma. It's matami the chuma. So the Kohanim wouldn't want to be matami the chuma, so they wouldn't store the chuma along with the Kisvei Kodesh, so they put the chuma somewhere else, so the chuma wouldn't become tame from Kisvei Kodesh. And the motivation was so that the mice won't eat and ruin the Kisvei Kodesh. So the chuma was kept one place, and the mice would have to find them someplace, and the Kisvei Kodesh was left alone. So they said, but again, what they created was a tuma that the Kisvei Kodesh, in fact, is metame, and that even though it's midirban, it makes sense, that means it has chashivas, since it becomes tame, and so therefore, there is no muksa on Kisvei Kodesh. The real reason is why Kisvei Kodesh is not tame, is like the Chai Adam says, is because since a person gets oneg, there's a mitzvah lisanig by learning and using Kisvei Kodesh, that's why they weren't gozer. There's a purpose, there's always a purpose for this. So there's an interesting discussion whether a mezuzah is subject to the halachas of muktzah or not. So the Mincha Shabbos and Rabbi Yashi write that people are not, I'm sorry, Mincha Shabbos mistafik, because since mezuzah is expensive, it's muktzah machmas cheson kis. But Rabbi Yashi argues and says, no, there is no muktzah on Kisvei Kodesh, even when it comes to mezuzah. Let's say mezuzah falls and then it's wrapped and you can't open it up and you can't learn from it. So then some say, in fact, it would be muktzah since you can't use it as Kisvei Kodesh. If mezuzah falls on the floor and it's going to be a bizayon for Kisvei Kodesh for mezuzah to be on the floor, then everyone would agree you are allowed to pick it up and move it to somewhere more coveted. What about clothing and jewelry that people wear? So Ksosa Shulchan writes that these are like food themselves, it's like an adam themselves, and it's not subject to any muksa. Rav Yashav agrees to this as well. Other poskim argue. But in the end of the day, we see very interestingly, like Rav Shechter points out, that based on the parsha and based on the halachas of tumah, that these four categories, that whenever there is tumah, that means it's cheshivas, which case there is no muksa, or at least there's certain heterim when it comes to muksa. Again, ochel mashke, Adam and begadim, his clothing, and when it comes to kalim, it depends, perhaps other considerations, why certain kalim might be mutar lagamrei and certain kalim were going to be asur.